All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We'll be talking more about voting later, but right now I want you all to greet our guest, yours and mine. Joining us again, the lovely Miss Christine Betts. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good to have you back.
It's nice to be here. Thank you so very much, because I'm going to share some very interesting information for you related to our children and their parents.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. In the meantime, though, you were saying that you're getting the kind of weather that you're really liking.
Oh, yes, I like it. I like this
weather. Like it cool.
Yes, cool. Not too hot.
Not too hot. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I tell you what, I appreciate the fact that you share that passion for the children. You talk about them so much.
Yeah, I love working with the children. And, of course, you know that most of the administrative things are things that I have to take care of. Getting funding and all of those kinds of things. And I tell all the funders always that our purpose is to provide services for the children. And so we, and our staff has to do that. So we have to make sure that what we do for the children is the best that we possibly can do. So it's exciting. I wish I could do it half of the day.
I hear you.
And it's really interesting because the children say, like, they can't remember my name, but they can remember Miss Laney.
Interesting.
So if I see children, if I meet children and their parents someplace, they've done that for years, they'll say, "Oh, mommy, that's Miss Laney."
How about that? So yes. They equate you with
Miss
Laney.
So they don't remember my name, but they know Miss Laney. Yes.
And so you know you're having an impact.
Yes. Well, I hope I do. It's just a pleasure to work with children. And we have so many children that need support. And their parents, we need to help the parents, too, to make sure that. And those parents who are very active and they can take care of helping other children as well. So we have a lot of parents that do take that chance or take that ability to take care of our children.
I tell you what, and that's great, because it can mean so much to the children when their parents are involved.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, in fact, a young man came in today. I've been here for 20 years, almost. And children that I worked with many years ago, they're coming back now. And they'll say, "Hello, how are you?" And they're doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. And one young man came in today, and I looked and I said, "Oh, I don't know who that is." That's what I was saying to myself. Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Hi, Mrs. Betts. How are you?" And then they'll talk about what some of the things that they did when they were camping or whatever. Mm. And it feels so good to
make sure
you make a difference.
Yes. Yeah. So, and we talked about one or two of the camps earlier in the year as the camps were upcoming. Remind us of at least one of those camps that took place, particularly one in the summer, and give us an update on what happened there, how that went.
Well, for the summer?
Yes.
Oh, well, we had art. Oh, the children did some beautiful, beautiful work. And we had the trolley tour, of course. And they had several other really outstanding people to come from places like the CSRA, the Savannah River plant, where they see all the plants, they see all the snakes and the squirrels, and they get excited about that. So, and then they go to the river, and some of those children never have gone to the canal, and most of them's parents haven't gone to the canal, and it's free almost for them to go. So they get the opportunity to go down to the canal as well, and they have a picnic. And then they come back, and they go, not all the time, but many times they go to the other museums. Mm. For example, the Morris Museum is the art museum, art museum. And the other museum that we have to take for them is the museum, the Augusta Museum. That is the overall Augusta History Museum. And so they get to do that as well. So, and it's a good resource too for all of us, because there are so many things that are going on, and we are able to share with them the art museum as well as the history museum.
And so, I tell you, both of those museums really have some fascinating works to look at too.
Oh, really? After anything that you need to know about history in general, it's very good. And they have the funding, and that's really, really important. So they have the funding for those kinds of things. And so if we get into a situation, African American history is very strong in our museum. Mr. Rogers, who's our historian, you probably know him.
I remember the name.
Yeah, the name. I tell you, I usually talk about him all the time because he is our historian. He's very good. And he's a person who most of the time take the people on tours to Augusta, especially the African-American area. And a couple of days ago, I went with him. When I have a little free time, I will go with the tour group because I need to keep up too as well.
Yeah, good point.
And so anyway, he does such a marvelous job in terms of making sure that the history of the African-American history is on schedule. As we say all the time, it's very good. It's done very well. And we have lots of people who come in just for the history of the Laney Walker District. And it's very good.
And we still have quite a bit of development, redevelopment, I guess you should say.
Oh, that is office. Housing and neighborhood development has done and continue to do just magnificent work. And so it's really amazing. I've been there for a long time, and it's really interesting to watch everything grow in terms of housing, the Pines.
Yes.
And that's where our children get to go when we do the Christmas program. They get on the trolley and they go to the Pines, and the houses are so beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
And at Christmas time, they have decorations, that kind of thing. And so it's really nice.
That's interesting. You know what? I got to be honest. I don't go, you know how we used to, years and years ago, we would go from neighborhood to neighborhood looking at the lights during Christmas time to see how each neighborhood was lit up, and we kind of compare, well, this neighborhood is lit up more than that one. This one, it never occurs to me to come downtown for the purpose of looking at the Christmas decorations.
That's right. And I was downtown a couple of days ago, and I noticed that they're putting up the lights, the wreaths and everything, and it's getting ready. And when I first came, we didn't have very much of a decorated Laney Walker District. But now we do.
Interesting.
And the trees are coming up. The lights are coming up soon. And it's just a really, really wonderful experience. And it, for me, it's like every day there's something different. And it's not necessarily all the time the children, the adults, you know, and that kind of thing. And they come in and you chat with them and help them in terms of, cannot imagine how many people who live in Augusta, they don't live in Augusta now, but they were born, went to school, and they went someplace else. And they didn't pay too much attention to the history.
Mm-hmm.
However, now they're beginning to. It's one of those things that, do you have a photo of my grandfather? And we'll look around and see if we do. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. Mm-hmm. However, once someone asks for us to provide that kind of information, the historian, he looks for it.
Interesting.
And if we don't have it, we might be able to get it from the Augusta Museum. And many times, we have the information, but because we have so much, And this and someone will call and ask for a photograph or a story. And so we get into the archives and look for those. And I think a good example for that is that we've done a lot of history for 3 months. A history of World War One, and focusing on people who made contributions here in Augusta. And it's just fascinating.
So if a person calls and says, do you have a picture of my grandfather? Maybe because maybe they were serving in some kind of significant capacity in the war.
Or it would be there was one young lady, she works for one of the TV stations, and she didn't know anything about her father's being a World War One veteran or her relative. I'm not sure if it was the father or the relative. Mm-hmm. And so looked it up. There it was. And her picture was on the wall. And so anyway, that's the way it is. And it's really every day something different.
That's amazing that you're able to help members of the community connect with family and community in such a significant way, because a family member had made some significant contribution, whether it was locally, nationally, or otherwise.
And they don't know.
And don't know.
Especially the young people.
That's amazing. Our guest, yours and mine, ladies and gentlemen, is Ms. Christine Betts, overseeing the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. She and I'll be right back. And remember, she has some more information that she wants to share with us regarding the children, too. Come on, who doesn't love the children? We'll be back.